In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's so good to be with you on this beautiful island. Just this morning, I was walking to the boulangerie, and there was a young man with a crown on. And I thought, huh, I wonder if it's his birthday. And then I walked into the boulangerie, and they had all these gold paper crowns decorating everything. And I realized, that's because of the Three Kings. That's pretty cool. They're celebrating Epiphany at the boulangerie today. At our church in Jacksonville, our cathedral, we always have an annual Christmas pageant, which is a comedy of errors because it involves children of all ages. We usually cast the toddlers as sheep, so when they wander around, it's in character. This year, we had three kings of various sizes and ages, all the way from about 85 down to about 6 years old. We also had two camels. And this year, the three kings had a pig that wanted to go along with them because her brother was a camel, and at the last minute, she started crying when her brother walked down the aisle, so we decided to allow the pig to go along with the kings this year. I've always wondered why we think that they're kings, because in the Bible, it says nothing about them being kings. Only one adjective is used to describe these men. We don't know that there were three of them. We know they gave three gifts, so we assume there were three of them. But the only adjective used to describe these men is the word wise. Were they kings? Highly unlikely. What kind of a king could leave his kingdom for possibly as much as a year to wander off following a star? That would be a very strange kind of a king. Also, at the end of the gospel, it says that they returned to their own country, one country. So were there three kings ruling one country? That wouldn't work. We know how that goes with politics, right? So most likely, all we really know is that they were wise. And if we really look at this story, we too can try to discern what it means to be wise. Don't you want to be wise? I want to be wise at least by the time I die. I want to have some kind of wisdom. I want to have some kind of awareness. So what does it mean to be wise? Why does the scripture describe these men as wise? Do they have all kinds of knowledge? Are they spouting facts? Do they carry encyclopedias or the internet at their fingertips? No. You know, these wise men only say one thing in the scripture. And the one thing that they say is a question. They ask for directions. Where is this child who's been born king of the Jews? We've seen his star, and we've come to worship him. Where is he? You know, I have a terrible sense of direction. My husband laughs at me. I can get lost going around the block. And before GPSs were invented, I had to ask for directions all the time. And it embarrassed my husband because I was always wanting to stop at the next gas station and ask them. But I knew that if I didn't ask, I would be lost. So we know that these wise men, they were listening, they were watching the skies, and they had the courage to ask questions. They were also listening to their own dreams, because after they find the Christ child, who, by the way, is called a child. So scholars think that it took them a couple of years to find the baby. He's not a baby, he's a child. And Mary is living in a house. It's not in the cave with the manger. So we think that probably these wise men arrived when Jesus was a toddler. So I can just picture the toddler Jesus, you know, throwing around that frankincense and myrrh the way toddlers would. But after they visited the Christ child, then they listened again. And in a dream, they were warned not to go back and tell Herod. So they went by another way, went home. I love this quote by Albert Einstein. He said this, "Don't follow the man who has all the answers. Follow the man who asks the questions." Don't follow the man who has all the answers. Follow the man who asks the questions. I wonder if wisdom is not so much the accumulation of knowledge, especially since now we have knowledge at our fingertips with our iPhones, right? What good is it to have a bunch of facts in our heads? No, wisdom comes from having the courage to listen and to ask questions and to change direction. And these qualities, listening, asking questions, and changing direction, they take courage. I think most of us aren't wise because we don't really want to be. I'm not sure if I want to know exactly what God wants of me because God might want me to move or do something differently. God might want me to change direction, find another way. How many of us actually have the courage to turn and ask our loved one, "What do you really want from me?" Or to ask our boss, "What can I do to be excellent at my job?" But if we're going to follow God, we're going to need to learn to ask. I've been studying St. Francis lately. He's my favorite saint. I'm going to teach a whole class on him in Epiphany. You know, Francis lived about the 1200s, early 1200s, in Assisi in Italy and walked all over. He's the one that loved the animals, you know. And one thing that I've learned about Francis, who is by many considered the greatest of saints, is that he too asked questions, not just of God, but before he made any major decision, he also would ask his brothers, his fellow monks, and he would ask his friend, St. Clare. When he was trying to discern whether he should stay in prayer or walk out into the world and spread the gospel, he asked his friends. And he asked God. And he assumed that God would speak to him in prayer, but that God would also speak to him through his friends. And Francis always admitted that he didn't know very much. I think that's another sign of great wisdom. When I was in seminary, I knew an old professor of biology. He had won the Kyoto Prize in biology. He was a professor at Yale. And he would go up to the altar rail and kneel down every Sunday. He was very old with his crooked back. And when he found out that I was in seminary, he said, "Kate, are you going to preach sermons on the Word of God?" And I said, "I'm going to try." And he said, "You know what I would do if I had to do that? I'd get up in the pulpit and this is what I'd do." This was one of the wisest men that I've ever met in my life. And what did he do? He lived the questions. So I ask you, as you go out into this world, have courage to be wise, to listen, to ask questions, and to be willing and courageous enough to change direction. Amen.